Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Could You, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Hamplett from What Could You, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Could Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review Raw, but also SmackDown, NXT, 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody quiz, of course, on wrestling culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Hamlet to look ahead to Raw tonight, the unreliably informed by the internet 30th season premiere of Monday Night Raw, apparently, and all the fallout from Crown Jewel. Can't wait, Hamlet.
Season 30, man. Christ almighty. And yet they have the gall to compare themselves to certain TV shows that are weekly episodic, but not other ones. Bit of a diversion, because why do we want to talk about Raw? In the United Kingdom, we have a soap called EastEnders. It's a part of a British television law at this point, L-O-R-E. It's been on since 1985. It's literally as old as me. That's how old it is. And it's been going all this time. And then the pandemic hit. The ongoing global bastard was a bastard to everybody, including the fictional residents of Albert Square. And filming had to stop. Unlike wrestling, filming had to stop. So they stopped making this up for a bit. They ran out of the storylines they had. And then they were able to pick it back up when it was safe to do so. And the BBC, the home of EastEnders, in quite a nice touch, referred to the first episode back post-pandemic as episode one of series two. So we are on series two of EastEnders after 36 years of series one. WWE apparently considers itself in season 30, does it? Which is all well and good until it wants to put a graph up saying it's gone way longer than Simpsons. Simpsons is rubbish. Simpsons is garbage compared to Monday Night Raw. I mean, there's
reason I always remember they used to say, ooh, we're catching up to the old Gunsmoke episodes. Gunsmoke. And I was like, oh my God.
And it's like, so if you're this, you can't be one thing or another. Like, have they done, our American listeners will have to educate us in the Twitter replies, but I'm sure it's the likes of Days of Our Lives or a long running American soap like that. There's obviously been more episodes of that than Monday Night Raw, but that doesn't count on the graph, does it? It's weekly episodic shows. I remember, like, they've even got, like, they've got another one every now and then that they'll put SmackDown on. We're like, oh, SmackDown's getting close. I'll never catch Raw, but it's getting close. It's SmackDown's going to beat Gunsmoke soon.
Gunsmoke had 20 seasons, by the way.
20 seasons. So Raw has now had 10 more seasons than Gunsmoke has it, despite the fact that it's on every week and we can't get away from it.
Jesus, look at the viewers in the millions. Season 20, 14 million viewers.
Well, that's all well and good, but what was the demo?
Anyway, we are dealing with some of the fallout from Crown Jewel tonight, of course. And, well, let's deal with the one that's most newsworthy right now, I suppose, Michael Hamplett. But what's next for Becky Lynch, other than backstage fighting with Charlotte Flair?
Saying getting there and staying there and never leaving, probably based on what happened on SmackDown.
And do you hear about the other story that's come out? Apparently Sonya Deville was like ready to throw down backstage.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Like, I would. And you know, like, Becky Lynch, I've said this on the SmackDown review, if you want to go listen to it or ever get your podcasts, the last people I would want to throw down with if I was Sonya Deville with Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. Yes, in the moment, I would have been thinking, oh my God, is this going to get serious? She gets, I wanted to put a fist through Bruce Pritchard. Like, honestly, or like Vince McMahon or anybody that sits at that table with those headsets that is making them apparently tone deaf to what makes for good in television. Mm. I'd be absolutely livid if I was any of the three of them. Yeah, Becky Lynch tonight then. So Bianca Belair is on Raw as well. This is going to take me weeks to figure out who's on what show. I do apologize. But so Bianca Belair's on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Did Liv Morgan get drafted? Have I imagined that?
Yeah, I think so.
So we'll just take them two as the first two that I can think of. Carmella, did she go to Raw as well? She was SmackDown. Yeah. So Becky Lynch is going to be like, yeah, well, I'd check out the new scenery here on Monday nights. To be challenged by Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan and Carmella, yeah? Can't wait. Can't wait. Thank God that the draft has shook things up. But what's she got to build to? She's got, Charlotte Flair, the Survivor Series. Or Sasha Banks, who she's just been feuding with.
Please make Sonya Deville a special guest referee, please.
That's good, actually. That is very, very good. A Survivor Series, there's going to be a punch exchange. I don't know why I've got a bit more Bob Geldof here than Becky Lynch with my Irish. Give us your fucking title.
Knox is also on this show. I'm just looking through the roster.
Knox, yep, good. Raw, she's bled red all this time. She wasn't definitely on SmackDown.
Mia Yim, remember her? She's on this roster as well.
Okay, anybody else?
Dana Brooke,
right, you might have hit on something with Dana Brooke. Of all the people that it would be quite funny to get a mini TV feud with, Dana Brooke would be one, because infamously, and we've given her our fair share of stick for this, We all remember that famous edition of Monday Night Raw, where she challenged Ronda Rousey, lost her arse a little bit, and then nearly lost her arm. Becky Lynch has become Ronda Rousey, has she not? She's become a star too big for all of this. Mm-hmm. There might be a short-term TV thing to keep Becky Lynch busy with Dana Brooke until we get to Charlotte Flair, until we get to the Survivor Series, until we get to WrestleMania against Ronda Rousey in the last main event that WWE have got.
Yeah, well, why not? They've also got Rhea Ripley, don't forget, on Raw.
She's tag team champion with...
But she's tag team champion, yeah, she's busy. Is there anyone else in the women's division on Monday Night Raw? Well, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Tamina, and also, she's still there, so don't worry, you can still have that as well.
How did I not think about this? Queen Zelina Vega is on Raw, is she not?
We are coming to her coronation in due course. We are indeed. Yeah, let's talk about it right now, in fact.
Okay.
Do you think that maybe... Well, the thing is, like you say, it's one of those ones where I'm like, ooh, what's next for Becky Lynch? And it's putting on a red T-shirt, basically, isn't it?
Well, pretty much. Raw's women now have got to do that really awkward thing where they've just arrived on the show, half of them. They have to find reasons to fight each other whilst an authority figure tells them that they need to get on the same page for the Survivor Series.
Which is, just under 4 weeks away?
It is an untenable situation for these wrestlers. Every year this comes about. Tonight we're going to be in tag team action, but don't forget to tune in next month when we'll be on the same side. Like, it's just, none of it makes any sense. The champion has got to try and set up some rivals that she can't fight until, it's not even December now, it's New Year's Day. Like, that's going to be the next pay-per-view opponent. It's a mess. Queen Zelina Vega is going to be a lot more of the sort of stuff that we've seen before. Whereas with Xavier Woods on SmackDown, the whole thing was, I wonder if they can have fun trying to make this job a babyface job rather than a heel one. Vega's a heel. She's going to play the role of the queen that doesn't want anybody to come near her. I would imagine that what's going to happen tonight is a Doudrap is going to want another piece of Zelina Vega, and we might see Vega given a heater of some description. Somebody to hold Doudrap off, and she's like her first royal subject, and it turns out that Vega has got somebody that can protect the crown. Is how she'll put it, something like that. I mean, again, pick somebody off that list. I don't know. Like, she was friends with Carmella on SmackDown in a relationship that made very little sense. But, like, they never established why they were mates. But
the irony, by the way, of having, if you have Tamina, be Zelina's heater, considering the fact that Zelina played AJ Lee, who had the heater of Tamina when she was yes, world champion.
Very nice. I like that. What about... with Carmella, just, I know she's got this nickname, the most beautiful woman in all of WWE. She was, of course, the Princess of Staten Island, was she not?
And she just got engaged.
And she just got engaged. So, yes, congratulations to her and Corey Graves. So, yeah, why not? Why not have Carmella as somebody that is going to work to protect the crown and wrestle Doudrop for 6 weeks until the Survivor Series?
Either that or, needlessly, well, we're going to get to another rematch that we're getting on this show in a minute. And she says, you know what? I'm going to put my queen's crown on the line. And you think, oh, my God, a Doudrop might become your queen. And you've got the match won. And then they go, time to bring back Eva Marie again. Eva Marie's music hit. Doudrop gets distracted. Zelina Vega rolls her up. 1, 2, 3. Thanks for coming, everyone.
And how are they all going to coexist at the Survivor Series?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's talk more Crown Jewel fallout. Big E is still WWE champion. So happy and relieved about all that. Bobby Lashley got murdered by Goldberg. Do you see these two interacting? Or I don't want to wish this on anyone, but I think like it'd be a great time to maybe write Bobby Lashley off and yeah, have Big E be maybe actually a cheerleader for the Red Brand, to set him up with a bit of bloody positivity going into Survivor Series. What do you reckon?
I think that's a tremendous pitch. Bobby Lashley has been, well, it certainly felt like an ever-present on WWE TV for several years now. Did he return in 2018? And it felt for the longest time like he was just sort of swimming against the tide, really. It's come really good since linking up with MVP in 2020. He's won the WWE title. A really, really good run that has finally made the best of Bobby Lashley. But like when a wrestler gets injured, being off television is the best way to be a star on television. So it's time for Bobby Lashley to take a well-deserved break as well. And of course, to sell the injuries. So I love that Big E idea. I genuinely do. He's going to almost certainly now, it seems, be facing Roman Reigns. It looks like they're just going to go there. I had my suspicions they were going to hold off on that. You know, I thought there was a way to protect the integrity of that first time meeting and just have Big E end up in a title feud with somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe as a cheerleader for the Raw team, he's perfect because he's going to be saying, not only am I going to lead from the front and take on Roman Reigns at the Survivor Series, but also I'm going to be here to galvanize the guys, just as I've done as a member of the New Day, just as I've done with everybody, with the power of positivity. You see the way that the people gravitate towards me. I want you, my fellow Raw wrestlers, to do the same because I've been on SmackDown and I know the threats that exist on there and the Survivor Series. He might be able to make this credible. And I even have Fear Web on the exact place he can start tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So he's surveying the Raw roster and he's looking at guys that might be perfect for Team Raw. And he's gone to Sonya Deville, because Postman Pierce is in the hospital, obviously. He's gone to Sonya Deville and he's asked her if he's been permitted to set up a series of matches tonight, you know, to see who could enter into the teams. What are the like qualifiers? Singles and tag matches, where if you win this match, you get on Team Raw, and it should be seen as a prize. He's trying to tell people, you got to earn your place on this team. That's how much you should care about Monday Night Raw. So they have these matches. And in one of the matches, new arrivals, the Street Profits, they've come to Raw, have they not?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. We'll take the Street
Profits. Well, they were here last week, but they've just come to Raw, yeah.
Thank you, yeah. The Street Profits make it onto one of the Team Raws, the tag team, the singles, whatever. Make it onto Team Raw with a victory over Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, yes!
All along, from the very beginning, go back and listen to the 2019 podcast, we said the first Raw after Crown Jewel, after a draft, when the Mysterios go over a Raw, they're going to try and get a place on the Survivor Series team, and that's going to be it. It's going to be too far. The Street Profits going to get the win. They think it's going to be handshakes. Big E's going to be like, you know what? I might take both teams because this has been such an awesome sporting contest. Maybe the wins and losses doesn't matter, and I can have both teams on my awesome Survivor Series team. And he says, you know what, Dominic? You and your dad, you've done enough. You're on Team Raw. Balloons drop from the ceiling. They all walk to the ramp. They all raise their arms in victory. Dominic puts Ray, get this, on his shoulders.
Oh!
They're celebrating. Team Raw, Team Raw, Team Raw. Bang! Electric chair on the ramp. Just like we said, all of this time, tonight is the night. Set your clocks, set your watches. Set them not to 3 a.m. in the morning if you're in the UK, not to 10 p.m. at night. Set them to 6:19 because the Mysterios are coming apart tonight like we always said.
We always said from day one, the 30th season premiere of Monday Night Raw is where it's going to go down. There could be some really intriguing stuff, though, because if you do this, if you do actually can think about this and have him be not just this grumpy bastard, right, or someone saying, I'm going to be team captain of Raw, like maybe you're Seth Rollins, all that bollocks. Right. Instead, have him be like, you know, come on, guys, Monday Night Raw, we're all in this together. Let's go. Let's go and try and win for the red brand or whatever you want to do. And then who does he run into backstage at Survivor Series? Two blokes who just love covering themselves in blue, one of whom maybe even got a blue crown for the night. Because, this is a bit awkward, but the New Day are on separate sides. But people are always pissing and moaning about, oh, when are you going to split the New Day up? When are you going to make one of them turn on heel on each other? And they're never going to do it because they're not that stupid, hopefully. But, yeah, a bit of friction wouldn't go amiss. And then that's an exciting story for at least the one night of Survivor Series, brand warfare bollocks.
Well, and because in all seriousness, what else has he got going on? Like, genuinely, like, we'll try and preview something here. Big E coming out and saying, I wrestled Drew McIntyre at Crown Jewel, and there was a man that I've got immense respect for. We had a hard-fought battle. It was clean. And on the night, Drew McIntyre walked to the back with his head held high, but I was the better man. You know, I didn't see walking to the back on Friday night. Somebody I saw running to the back on Friday night, a coward. Roman Reigns.
Yes.
You're no Drew McIntyre. You're not even a Roman Reigns anymore. I don't know who you are. And at Survivor Series, you're going to face a big ending. And then we're off to the races with that one.
Yeah, perfect. And as we've said before, Drew sort of managed it as well. I think Big E can nail that welcome to Monday Night Raw shtick that they always do because there's 3 hours to fill and they have to put a 20-minute at the start and set up the main event of the night. We're also getting a major return to Raw tonight off the back of a surprisingly epic Hell in a Cell match in Saudi Arabia. Seth Rollins will be there as well. I don't want to dismiss him. He was an integral part of that match and he took a rough old series of bumps in there as well. But Edge returns to Raw. And I just, you know, we've been so down on him being gritty Edge. For so long. And I want to, you know, give him a bit of a credit and say that hopefully, I mean, as much as I'm saying this, I'm immediately hoping he's going to turn heel and eventually fight Big E for the title as that version of Edge. But yeah, him on the red brand, there's a lot more possibilities again. And hopefully he'll be given the time he merits because he's, yeah, a legend, a veteran who can clearly do great things for WWE.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Crown Jewel match was unbelievable. And I mean that in every sense of the word, because I did not believe they had that in them. Just terrific. Recommend you go and watch it if you can stomach the politics of that show at all and you missed it because you didn't want to watch it. If you're able to isolate the team, check that out because the match ruled. So Edge, right, I think would be a great captain of the Raw Survivor Series. In that way that it wouldn't undermine him, but he would elevate it. you know? So I think he'd be like, you don't buy this rivalry. You don't buy ever. WWE don't even try and sell you it, really. They just put guys in T-shirts. But he can get his own rated R Raw logo, mm-hmm. you know, and like that. And who in Survivor Series pasts has been like the letdown of these teams? In 2019, Seth Rollins lost for Team Raw. And then the very next night on Raw, he had the whole roster out at ringside. I was there in Chicago and he bollocked them all one after another. Being lazy, not sticking up to him. And then last year on Team SmackDown, he just walked out or he took a
pin. Sacrificed himself, didn't he? Just, yeah.
Sacrificed himself. He's like sort of the perfect contrast to for Edge to say, I'm proud as a new member of the Raw roster to declare myself a member of like the team. I want to be the captain. I want to lead. And Seth Rollins, like, you again. And then Edge is like, mate, I've read the Wikipedia on this. You cannot be trusted in this situation whatsoever. And Seth like has to fight other different ways to get on the team over the course of the month. And then on the night, like, I'm not suggesting that you carry on this feud, but on the night they have this little thing of like Edge and Seth Rollins have been trying to kill each other. And now they've sort of got to be on this five-man team. That's like the fun version of can they coexist?
Yeah. Because
they've had this.
Yeah, there's a way to spell it, to spell it yeah. out like that, that can actually be entertaining. I like that, yeah.
Just like, Edge is like, no, you're absolutely nowhere near this. I don't trust you. You went to my house and ate my fruit. We had to fight each other all across the world, and you suck in these Survivor Series matches. Like, a big, fat, profound no. And then a guy gets injured. Seth's like, well, I guess you need me. And then they can't get along on the night. And then it turns out a couple of weeks later that Seth took the guy out backstage to get the place on the team. And, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's a great idea. And especially because you're going to have a segment where Edge reluctantly accepts Seth to be on the team. And he says, right, before Survivor Series, we're going to have a team meeting and discuss tactics. Everyone come over to my house. Seth, you know where that is, right?
That's very good. I like that.
Finally, we have got a title match scheduled for tonight. It's just a title match we've seen a million goddamn times. Oh my God. I don't need to see it anymore. Rated RK Bro versus AJ Styles and Omos again for the Raw tag titles.
Oh, stop right there, right? Stop right there. I'm going to echo my podcast horseman, colleague and friend, Adam Nicholas, and what he said to you on a very tired day in the United States of America on a long work trip, because you, Adam Wilborn, need to piss off, right? You were telling our faithful listeners, teeing up a tag team title match, RK Bro, AJ Styles. Now tell the listeners what you put in the pre-podcast notes to me about this match, because I'm reading this line and I can't see RK Bro. I can't see AJ Styles. I can't see Big Jordan. He's 8 foot tall. I can't even see mention of a title match. What are the words that I can see on our Raw preview, Wilborn?
Well, yeah, a little sneak peek. Often when they advertise a match, I'll just write the match, because often the other times I just have to make bollocks up that we can speculate on being on this show because they never advertise in advance. A three-hour show! You've had a week! You've even had, like, what? How many days since fucking Thursday to set up something and you've gone, just another tag title match? We all know that RK Bro are going to defend. So I thought, you know what? Let's bring in the real star of Crown Jewel, not that karate bloke who helped Mansoor. Oh, no, not Roman Reigns, not Brock Lesnar. I've written, will the camel make an appearance?
I've got a name for the tag team of Riddle and the camel.
Go on.
High Humps. High Humps, High Humps, High Humps. Check him out. Because I don't know if you knew this. I'm understanding of the culture of that herb. I'm aware of people that smoke Benson and Hendrix. And let me tell you, that is Riddle's gimmick, if you didn't know Wilborn. You probably couldn't see the clues.
Got it. Thanks. Right. There you go.
High hopes.
Do you think Riddle should come out on a camel again? Because I love it. Incredible.
No, but it's funny to think that like somebody loved it so much that they have to get somewhere. They have to, like Pritchard would say on Conrad's podcast, they need to ring every local Camels R Us, no matter where they are. And like somebody goes, you realise all we needed was a scooter, and now we've replaced that with a camel. It's just, we are where we are.
I just like the idea of like just some camel-based hijinks on Raw to lighten my mood. So they are going to come out on a camel, and then just beforehand, Orton goes, where's the camel, Matt? And he turns around and he's got a lead attached to nothing. And the camel's escaped.
That's so good. Oh, Wilborn, you've done it again.
I think we'll end it there. I don't think we're getting any more positivity heading towards Monday Night Raw tonight. It's only going to take a massive downward turn the closer we get to this show. So instead, we'll wrap it up. Let us know your thoughts ahead of Monday Night Raw tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Hampler at
Michael Camelflit.
You can follow me, Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And if you don't like these sort of camel-based shenanigans, don't get the ump. subscribe to What Culture Wrestling for daily wrestling podcasts. Our reviews of SmackDown, Rampage, and Dynamite are available right now. And join us tomorrow for the Raw review, of course, with the five-star review. If you want to suggest something short, crap, and wrestling-related for us to review instead of a god-awful Raw segment, please do so by subscribing to What Culture Wrestling and leave us a five-star review on iTunes. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to Michael Hamlet. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.